In the early days of high school football 100 years ago, you played any opponent possible as more schools were trying out the sport. Teams traveled by train, so train schedules were also an important factor in formulating a season schedule. The small town of Meadville's high school football team had played Chillicothe years before, losing twice to Chillicothe in 1907 and lost 6-0 in 1908. The teams didn't meet again until 1920. Since Chillicothe was close, they worked up a game against the Chillicothe second team, which would now be known as a junior varsity team. Meadville won that game against the Chillicothe second team 60-0. It was an impressive win for the small Meadville team. Then, in what can only be considered the 1920 version of trash-talking, Meadville wanted a shot at the Hornets varsity. A huge 60-0 win against the younger players gave Meadville confidence and a bit of some bravado. Chillicothe was 5-3 on the season and coming off a 41-6 Friday win at Excelsior Springs. The Meadville game was to be played Thursday, November 11th. The Hornets were led by a young quarterback, Bertram Clark, who would go on to play for University of Missouri and earn All-American honors one year. Another key weapon was halfback Bobby Castle, a hard runner with decent speed and a nose for the end zone. Castle had 5 touchdown runs in an early season game against Maysville. Meadville and the Chillicothe Hornets varsity squared off in Chillicothe. The only thing known is a brief newspaper notation that said while Meadville thought they could make a good showing, the game provided to be a pretty good track meet for the Hornets, which won 90-6 with no scoring details known. It remains to this day the highest scoring and most lopsided win in Chillicothe football history. It was also the last time Meadville challenged Chillicothe to a game of football. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.